In a new report, Alaska Airlines ranks number one on the list of best airlines. Now, this may come as a surprise to people because there was a little situation where a door fell off of an Alaska Airlines flight.
And it didn't fall off on the tarmac while they were, going to the gate. It was up in the air. It was flying. It was mid-flight.
Yes.
When the door fell off.
Something from like a Harrison Ford movie.
Sure.
It was wild. Now, this survey, if you will, about the best airlines, I'm not sure I'm buying. Now, I've never been on Alaska Airlines. Some of these airlines I don't think we have here in Indy. SkyWest was second, followed by Spirit coming in third.
Do we have Spirit? I thought we did.
We have Spirit. The big yellow planes, yeah, for the most part. Coming in last place, ranking 12th, Southwest Airlines, because of all the cancellations and delays that they've had the past year.
Okay. I've never had a bad experience on Southwest. It's just anecdotal. I understand that, but I've always had a good experience.
Is it the best airline?
Now, my wife travels a lot better than I do. She will United or Delta. She will always book Delta if she can.
I've always had issues with United. United flights have always been either delayed or they've overbooked it. One time I did that situation where they start passing out money to people. Yeah. Hey, if you take this voucher check, you can hop a flight later on. I did that once.
How much?
It was a short flight too. It was just Chicago to Indy. So I got $500.
Damn.
I mean, I was willing to drive. Hell, it was only a 3-hour drive. So I got $500 and I just caught, a flight a couple hours later, bellied up at the bar at O'Hare and watched a Cubs game, flew home a couple hours later.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure Lindsay, she travels a bunch. Delta is her favorite. Because she's with Delta, it's no nonsense. It's all business types that are traveling during the week. Everybody's
a little bit more
suits.
Expensive than the other ones. Yeah. Delta is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but when your company's paying for it.
Right. It's not your dime. First class, baby.
No, not for sure. She can't do that.
Bring on the lobster. Bring on the drinks. Allison, when you travel, what's your experience? What airlines have you done well with?
I'm with Nigel. I've actually never had a bad experience with Southwest, and I know it's controversial the last year or so, but I've personally, and for customer service, they're probably the best. The only one I just won't do again is Spirit. They're one of those where they say they're cheap, but then they add in all the luggage fees.
The nickel and dime you.
That's like Allegiant.
Or just the chair fees. You have to pay to go to the bathroom.
Right.
It adds up too much.
You know what? I flew Allegiant for the first time to Destin about a month or two ago.
That was your first time on Allegiant?
First time on Allegiant.
Really?
Yeah, it flies into, I think, Fort Walton officially. But I had no problem with it. No problem at all. I think it's one of the only major airlines that flies into that small airport. So we did Allegiant. No issues whatsoever.
Yeah, I've flown Allegiant before into St. Pete. Not Tampa, but that little St. Pete airport. And that's where you get out on the I like the small airports where you don't, there's no hallway that you get out on. I forget what you call it.
Terminal.
Yeah, you get out on the tarmac. There's steps and you get down to the Florida Sun.
You walk your ass across the tarmac to get where you need to be when you land in Fort Walton.
That's the last time. Yeah. And that's the last time I saw your cousin, Coach
Katie Geralds.
Katie Geralds at Purdue. I saw her in the I tried to strike up a conversation with her. I don't know if she was having it. I think she was very polite. Don't get me wrong, but she was
long recruiting trip somewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you work with my cousin Hammer. Oh great, nice
weirdo.
To see you.